I know Xavier wants to stand out there in the sun for, so this will be a two-hour presentation on this extension, kind of explain what we did. No, just excited to get Xavier Rhodes done. There's no question about what he brings to us on the field, especially at that position. There is this is another strategic planning that we put in place this offseason, knowing how many young guys, and we want to treat as many of these young core players together as we possibly can. And Xavier was a high priority coming into this offseason, and wanted to make sure that we got him locked in to be a Minnesota Viking through most of his career, hopefully ending his career with us. I'd like to thank the Wolf family again and the ownership, just another example of giving us the resources that we need to do these type of deals. And we still have a lot of work ahead of us. There's still some guys that we'll be looking at to extend. I don't know when or where those will take place, but we do have a strategic plan in place. And his agent, Sonny Shaw, did an outstanding job putting this together with Rob Brzezinski, and it heated up over the last couple days, and we were able to finalize it late last night. Sonny flew in this morning and did some minor tweaks here and there, and then we were able to finalize it. And the one thing I know is, reading the tweets, Xavier knows where that money bag emoji thing is, because I know he knows where that button is. So hopefully it's the interception button he's going to be pushing going forward from here. But, yeah, this is a great day for our organization, and I know it's a great day for Xavier and his family, and it's well-deserved for both parties. I'll open up for a few questions before I bring him up. Anything? Great. Xavier, come on up. Xavier Rhodes. Got it. That's light.
I just like to thank the Will family for allowing me to play here in Richfield and for drafting me here. You know, it was an honor. It's an honor to be here playing for the Vikings, you know, playing under this defense on the Zim, you know, and everything. Allowing me to be the player that I am, play to my best ability. I just like to thank my agent, Sonny Shaw, for getting this done for me and allowing me to play football and not think too much on our contract side of things and let me be able to go out there and play football. Like, thank Zim, you know, definitely Zim, you know, for being on me the way he's been on me throughout my whole career since he's been here. It's been a great opportunity playing under him. And like to thank my teammates, you know, for believing in me and the coaching staff for believing in me too. I mean, I can go down the line with my mentor, Terrell Buckley, for teaching me everything from how to press, from teaching me from going from playing receiver in high school to coming back in college, going to playing corner at college and teaching me the technique I need to know. My high school coach. I mean, it's a list of people I can name that sat here and taught me everything I need to know now. But I definitely like to thank everyone who all helped me.
What emotions did you feel when you signed that deal?
I was speechless, you know, because it was a lifelong dream for me, growing up a kid in Carroll City, Florida, watching guys sign big deals. You always wanted that to be you. First of all, you want to take the first step and going to New York, stepping on the stage, going first round. I accomplished that. And, you know, after that, you have other goals, you know, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl. I mean, you can go down the line, get lifetime, lifelong contracts, you know, and big-time money to set your family up. And, you know, and I was able to accomplish that, and then there's a few more I need to accomplish before I retire, do anything else.
Xavier, now that you're being paid like one of the highest paid cornerbacks in the NFL, does this put any extra pressure on you to really be that shutdown guy and prove you're definitely one of the absolute top NFL cornerbacks?
I mean, I always believe if it's not broke, why fix it? So what I was doing before, why change it? So I'm going to continue to play my ball, be aggressive, be the guy to go out there and do my best, play at my best ability to lock down the best receiver or whatever the coaches want me to do. So that's still my game plan, still my mindset.
What's the next step for you? Where do you think you can get better in your game?
You know, just the mental aspect of the game, you know, knowing the knowledge of it, you know, the down the distance, that's still something I believe that everyone need to work on, because in certain situations, you know, you tend to forget about certain things, so you need to know each and each angle of the game.
Xavier, taken everybody from high school to now? Have you been able to think about how far you've come?
Flashback is really what happened. Playing receiver and running back in high school and going to college and being converted to corner, you know, I had a moment in my life. At that moment, I thought I wasn't going to be here. Thought I was going to stand in front of you guys and I'm talking in front of you guys right now. And ladies, you know, and it was a blessing, you know, that it happened. I was upset at first, but now I see that the coach has seen something in me at corner, and I just trusted in him, and I just believed in him, and now I'm here.
Has it sunk in for you yet how much money $70 million is?
I'm still trying to wrap it around my head, man, as we speak, but it's there. I mean, it's happening. It happened, and me and my family, and we're happy right now. And I, like I told them, you know, I'm gonna do my best by them, and leave a legacy.
Do you feel pressure already? I mean, you've only had one practice as a $70 million man, but I mean, is there pressure with this? I mean, how do you handle that?
Like I say, if it's not broke, why fix it? You know, like I always told people when I go home or people ask me questions, like, you know, the person, the leader of this defense is Harrison Smith. You know, he's always going to be the leader and I'm almost going to follow behind. I'm going to just play my role and try to be, you know, just try to play my game and listen to the coaches and be the aggressive player that I am.
Because of the passing games, it seemed like the value of defensive backs is going up, the good ones have the ability, because it's such a treasure thing to have a quality defensive back in this league.
What's your question? I understand the question.
The value of defensive backs is going up. Defensive linemen.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know how to answer that question. To be honest.
Have you talked to Patrick Peterson about now making a similar amount of money that he does?
Oh, man. You don't want to. Nah, I ain't talked to Patrick. I ain't talked to Pat. More than likely, you know, me and Pat worked out a few times, and we talked at the Pro Bowl too. And he, you know, it's nothing to compete about. You know, these guys, them guys. You know what I'm saying? We compete against each other. You know, we give each other knowledge each and every day, every time we talk. So more than likely, man, he's proud of me. He's happy for me and everything.
Bro,
I give you one now, Terrence Newman, man. He's been on me since day one, since he got here, man. Terrence Newman been a guy that helped me understand the things I need to work on, and that's, you know, knowing the down the distance. He always told me that I have the athletic ability, but, you know, it's the knowledge part I need to gain, and that's what I've been working on since day one, since he's been here, and they've been progressing it each year. And last year was the year, you know, it really clicked to me, and this year I'm trying to take it to a whole new level. And then Harrison and Dale and Bart, the whole defense, man, them guys look forward to me, and them guys look forward to me making plays when they need to be made. And I just love those guys.
You have a first purchase lined up?
Yes. It would be diapers, a crib, a lot of baby stuff, you know. Yeah, that's basically all.
Figure 2014 in the spring, Zimmer gets here.
Yeah.
And he's on you pretty hard at every practice that we watch. What were you thinking then? Did you think you could get to this point?
Man, he need to lay off. Get off my back. it turned out great. You know, he was on me each and every play. You know, it was times we was in a red zone. I hear him in the back of my head, Xavier, back up. Xavier, put your inside foot up. I'm like, coach, I mean, the offense ain't lined up yet. What you telling me to back up for? You know what I mean? But he's always been on me. He always believed in me. He always told me, you know, I'm going to work you hard to you to be the best corner in the league. And he trusted in me. And to this day, you know, I really thank him.
So he has a reputation going way back in his career for being great with DBs. Did you know that when he was hired?
Once he was here, he told me and everything. You know, he was there with Deion, and, you know, he was coaching with Deion, and he have a whole line, a list of great corners he coached. He was telling me all his old background, and I was honored to have a coach like him behind me, you know, to teach me everything he knows. And as you know, he's a great defensive mind coach. You know, he know every position on the field. So, yeah, I'm just happy to have him on my team.
What's it mean to you that this organization is willing to lock you up for this long and this much money?
One, they trust in me. Two, they trust that I go on the field and do what I need to do to help this team win. I won't hurt this team each off the field. It mean a lot. It mean a lot. They trust in me as a person, you know. So I'm really thankful for that. Like I said, I thank the Will family and Spielman and Brzezinski and everyone who did everything to just and trust me to be the guy I am and not allow me to not try to change me and just go out there and just be Xavier Rhodes.